I'm Shanti. Good morning again and welcome everyone to this morning's session. This morning we have with us Brother Marcelo, who is the National Coordinator of Baba's activities and centres in Colombia in South America. So he came into Gyan in mid-1980s, 84. Yeah, beginning, 83, he's 42 years, yeah, in Gyan. So in that 42 years, he's done a lot of service in South America, in Latin America, and around the world. And locally, he has experience in leadership consultancy and coaching, and has written books in Portuguese and in Spanish. So on top of all that, service, a lot of work for Baba. So Brother Marcelo, it's lovely to have you with us to share this morning, and let's enjoy this morning's workshop on love and acceptance of my part in drama. Over to you.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for the invitation also to be here. Let me see translation first. How Espanol se escucha? No. Es 93, no? Espanol es 93. So, Portuguese, 92. Portuguese is okay. Vietnamese, okay. Sinhala, okay. Who else? Tamil? Okay. Syria also? No. Translation? No. No translation. Okay. So, 93. 93 el español. 93. Brother? Spanish is also not working for some reason. Some people, they can't connect. Então, esperemos minutito. The English okay? Yeah? Hindi? No Hindi? Hindi? I have problems with the Spanish there, so let's see. Anyway, let me. The workshop will be split in several phases. The first part of the workshop is, what's the meaning of a part? What do you think? What is a part? You can speak another language as soon as there is a translator around. What's a part? What is a part? Part. Role. Yeah, that's the synonym. But what's the meaning? It's not a role. So within the part there are many different roles. Okay, what else? So the part is the whole thing. Like root. So there are some... a route, okay, for traveling. Okay, that's a good pathway. That's a good way to see it. So a part is a piece of a whole. That's very good. So of course, the part that we play is a piece of a whole. So if you think about a play... or a movie, okay? So there is a whole. But each one has a piece of that whole. So they have a part of that whole. They don't have the complete whole. But in a very good play, in a very good movie, if that person is not right there, the whole thing can be spoiled. Now, if there is a movie and there is a person who is supposed to be the enemy, the Ravan, the villain, and he's not good in that role. Even though nobody likes the villains, people won't enjoy the part. They won't enjoy the whole play, the whole movie, because that part is not being well performed. And because it's a play or movie, there is a remake or there are other editions. And maybe another edition, the villain is very good. So then people will say, oh, that's very good. So it's good to have that understanding, because that means we, the souls, we are all actors. And this is the part I'm performing, using this body. And I have many roles, of course, but that's the part I have. I'm Marcelo, I was born 60 years ago, long time. I was born in one city, this gender. So each one you have your script here. You have your description of your part inside you. And that description guides you through your life. Some will call values, beliefs, whatever you call, but it's a set of things that guide you. Or, of course, BK knowledge, sanskars. So they guide us somehow. So if there is a decision, so I'll do a little game with you. It's very small, and I know there is a challenge with language. So let's see how it works. So I'm going to give you a food, and I want to know if you can eat that food or not. Either because you like, or maybe you have some restrictions, so you cannot eat. Like, I love pumpkin, but I can't eat, unfortunately. Okay? So there are things that you can, and there are things that you can't. So I'm going to say some things, and I want to see if you can or cannot eat. So how is the game? If you can't eat, you're going to raise your right arm. So let's see right arm first. So if everyone knows what's your right arm, some people don't know, that is kind of difficult. Okay, if you can't, left arm. So again, for instance, just an example, tomato, I can. Is there anyone who can't? Left. If you can't, it's left. So let's talk about broccoli. Never. Okay. So you see the game, yeah? But now I would like you to observe others too. So, okay, so we are going to raise our hand and stay a little bit so you can observe. Apple. Okay, eggs. Eggs. Ah, I got you. Banana. Kela. Bread. So now, what do you see when you see the whole? There are differences, but we are still here. I mean, what's the problem if the other person raised their left hand or right hand? Each one of us is a part. It's very important. But in the whole, our parts, even so sometimes they are not good, they taste like broccoli. Our parts, maybe they are not fascinating, beautiful, wonderful. Maybe you'd love to be born in India, Kerala, wow, wonderful. Or maybe you'd love to be born in a beach in Australia, great. or other United States, there, Florida, sunny state. And you were born in another place. How horrible. But in the whole, everything, I mean, it doesn't matter really. Our parts, they are not important. The important thing is the one who is raising their hands, the actor. The important thing, and sorry, I have to see the script of the of the workshop today. It's here. So the important thing is the ones, those of us, who are really, really here. And we are performing our part in the best way possible. And I tell you, each one of us, we should receive an Oscar because of our parts. We are performing very well. So we should go, right? Why do we have a workshop on that? The thing is, because we are humans, even so, we have a part and we are performing as the part should be. We are not skipping a comma. We are not missing an A. We are performing perfectly according to the drama, according to the whole. The thing is, we could perform it a little better for the future, probably. Or we can be a little more attentive. You know, it's interesting, those of us who met Baptada, no? Avyakt Baptada. Okay, several of you met. That's good. Very sweet. So, I remember we used to meet him, no, somehow, or, and sometimes someone was very sick, and sometimes that person would go to Baba, and Baba gave them encouragement. You know, I remember one soul, and he said, "Everyone loves you. Everything will be okay." Dadi Kumarka, that was in fact in one Avyakt Muli recently that we read. But I remember very well, and Baba was saying, telling Dadi, that was the beginning of her sickness that extended for some a period of time. And Baba told her, "You're loved by everyone." So it was like encouragement. Other souls, and I remember one sister, she was limping. Going to Baba. She was limping. You know, she couldn't go properly. Someone was helping her. And he pulled her ear. He said she was careless about her health. But then, if the part is perfect, it doesn't matter. Both should be equal. But Baba was saying one thing to one soul and another thing to the other soul. So that means there was a margin for that soul to have taken care of her health better. So there was a margin that it didn't work, then it became perfect in drama, yes. But there was a margin, and that soul could have done something. So if we are attentive to our parts, maybe we cannot change them, but we can have a much better experience. We can receive really, really that powerful energy from Baba. We can receive the encouragement, particularly when things are not well, when things are not good. Is that okay? Yeah? So that's the idea of the workshop today. So I'll need a mic. I ask for some wireless mic, because I would like to do with you first a little rehearsal, and that should be in within the language. You know, there are some languages. Okay? Huh? Please. So, I'd like to do with you a little play. Okay? So, you're going to perform a little bit. Okay? So, is it okay that you stand, but get together with another person or two other people? So, twos or threes. And can you stand? Those who can. If you can't, that's okay. You just stay around. Twos or threes. Two people or three people. Okay. It will be very easy. It will be very, very easy. So you're going to do just two rounds. So one round, one person is going to act. And the others, they will react to that. And the second round will be the opposite. Whoever act will react, and the opposite. So, yeah, okay? Tá bem, Naya? Okay, well. So what you are going to do is the actors. So choose who is going to be the first actor. First one acting. Okay. So you have 2 minutes to show gratitude. You can speak. You are an actor. You can speak. You can make gestures. Or you can talk. Gratitude. So thank you. Gratitude. Shukriya. So 2 minutes. Go. And the others, they have to react to that. They can respond. They can... You can't cry, but you can just manifest your feelings. Okay. Now the second round, let's do natural. Because some will say, you have to respond. I'm doing something here. Now I want naturality. Okay? So the second thing will be different. So you exchange the roles. So someone is going to act, the others will react. Courage. 2 minutes. Courage. Bravery. Courage. Good. So, did you get? Yeah, it was okay, natural. So now, just a reflection. And let's do the reflection there, standing among other people. Do you realize that we are always performing? This morning when we went to Meritivelo, or we had to choose what to eat in breakfast, or that was all a performance. We're all acting. And even the reaction is an action too. Even when the other is reacting, they are also acting somehow. So in this way, we are always acting all the time since we were born. All the time. So what's the difference when we became a Brahmin? What's the difference in terms of acting when we become a Brahmin? Consciousness, awareness, merit. We want to improve. Baba is there. And there will be an understanding when I do things now. Baba is doing. a lot of the actions are the same, yeah? I mean, we are Brahmins, we are not aliens. I mean, we do basically what other people do, you know? It's not that different, really. In fact, some virtues, some qualities in a Brahmin and in a Laukic person, they will show very similar. But the difference will be the vibration, the energy. There is something there. There is something that others don't have. So let's explore on that. Okay? Thank you. Thanks your partners. Okay? Thank them. So we are going to start with some exercise, and we are going to work with this group or a partner. You're going to reflect and talk. You're going to know down. Okay? So the first thing is, I would like you to remember a scene in your life recently, but something that made you feel good. Just remember a scene, recent scene, can be yesterday, can be 2 months ago, but something recently, not like 20 years ago, you know, but something recently. So remember how the scene was, what happened, with whom I was, which situation, where. The weather, how was it? Okay, maybe you were drinking tea or eating toli or you were traveling by plane, something like that. So think about one scene, just one, choose one. So you can know down or you can just put in your mind. Whatever, but recent. I mean, everybody knows recent, right? I mean, don't think about something 5 years ago. Just 3-4 months ago, maximum. Now, think of that scene. What would happen that could be wrong? Could go wrong? Let's say I was talking to this person. It was such a nice experience. But one thing that could be wrong was that, I went there and the person was not there, for instance. That was something. Okay? So you are going to play in your mind a little imagination. You are going to think about that scene, which was very good. But you are going to think, what could be wrong? It didn't go wrong. It went very well. Excellent. But what could have happened that would make you feel that things were not good? Maybe the weather was horrible, you know. And that moment in your mind, the weather was excellent. You know. You see here in Gensarova, no? You go to the sun, it's 10 degrees more. It's amazing. You come to the shadow, you lose at least 10 degrees Celsius. Fahrenheit, you calculate, Americans. But, you know, so it's such a difference. So imagine that scene which was so good, you were in the wrong spot. So just think about a bad situation out of that good. It's just imagination. So no worries about that. So do you see both scenes in your mind? So you have one scene that was good. Everything was okay. Another scene which was the same thing, but it didn't go well. Something was missing or went spoiled. Something didn't work well. Can you see? So my question is, in relation to that scene that things went well, why? In relation to you, the actor, what did you have? What did you do? What did you think? What was your stage? Why was that scene so good? And compare with the bad one, so you can have a point of reference. So maybe that scene was so good because I was stable. I'll give you an example. So the example was many, many, many years ago. When you are 42 years in Ghana, when I say many years ago, it means really many years ago, like 20, 15. So I met one brother. The brother was taking sun there in Pandavavan, okay? And we used to talk, you know, but he was avoiding me. So I came to him. Hey, how are you? What happened? And he came with a tirade, you know. He came complaining about me. And he started to say things that they were unfair. We lived in different countries. I couldn't have done that to him, in fact. And I always think that the bad scene would be that I react. But I didn't react. I was able to get stable and just be quiet. So he vented, and that's okay. I sent him good wishes, and that's fine. Many years later, we could talk again. But the bad scene would be that I respond to him. Hey, it was not my fault. I didn't have anything to do with that. Of course you had. So I could see the fight in my mind. It's very easy to see the fight in my mind. But the fight didn't happen. Why? I was stable at that moment. Stability was very important for me at that point in my life, BK life. So I was able to be stable. And because I was stable, I didn't react. So what I want you to find out, why that scene was so good. Why? What did you have? Okay? Think, and you can talk. You can talk with other person. You can explain if you want. I'll give you 5 minutes so you can share. But come out with something. You know, something that made that scene so good. Even so, there was the potential to be bad. Okay, 5 minutes. You can write, you can talk, but it's individual, no? It's each one. So if you talk with other people, you have to share, everyone has to share their own. Okay? That's fine? Okay. Did you learn something? Yes? Did you learn the reason why was it so good? But it was so good for you? Were you able to learn it? Okay? So now we are going to do two things. Then you talk again in the group or pairs or whatever. It will be two visualizations. Because there is always room for improvement. So I was giving the example of that brother. I could have pulled a chair. I could have sit with him. I could have say sorry. Even so I didn't do, doesn't matter. I could have said sorry. Sorry you are feeling like that. I caused something to you. So I always think there were many things I could have done at that scene in my life. So you are also going to think about improvement. But how? You are your own director. So you are going to visualize yourself in the scene, but yourself out of the scene. And they are going to visualize you telling you, hey, do that. Smile more or smile less. Stop eating broccoli. Or start doing this. Start saying that. Do a long Amritivela before that. You know? So you are going to visualize. So prepare yourself. to visualize that same scene, but now you are directing yourself to be better. To go even beyond this feeling of being good or well, experiment that scene as transformational. Something really that can change your life. Can transform your life. Just think. And you are the director now. So, which improvements are you going to do to that scene? So think. The scene is the same in the sense that the other person is the same, circumstances are the same, everything is the same. The only thing that can change is you, is me, just the soul. The rest will be the same. But what can you improve? Think. Visualize. Visualize the scene changing. Visualize that you are doing that. You are changing that scene. So what will be the improvement? Think. Note down. Remember, you should bring. So just note down. Note down that improvement. Don't talk. Just write. So be more patient. I would be more active. I would be more courageous. So now visualization. Go back to the visualization. So think about the scene. Remember, you are in two situations. You are the actor, but you are also the director. But let's say you are fired as director. Or you quit. And Bap Dada is stepping in. So let Bap Dada step in that scene. So what would be his direction? Remember, the scene is the same. The only thing that can change is you, is me, the soul. So if Baba is the director, what would be the change? Just a clue. It can't be the same as before. Baba is Baba, much better than me. Baba can see the three aspects of time. I can't so much. Baba has all virtues, has all powers. So if Baba is the director, what would he tell you? And what will be the change in the scene? So note down again. Visualize first. Feel Baba as the director. Feel it. Feel Baba. You have seen directors, no? They are screaming, they are saying, they are pointing, they are telling the actors what to do, what to not do, etc. So think of Baba doing all that. Just experience Baba, my director. I mean, such an honor to be an actor with such a director. And note down the changes that will happen. They should be different, huh? Between me as director and Baba as director. Okay, now share. 5 minutes to share. Very quick, okay? Because 5 minutes, and this will be very, very much 5 minutes. British 5 minutes. Okay then. Okay. So now, you know, it's a funny thing about the word acceptance. Because normally when the word is there, it means that something that you don't want or you don't like. Right? Like if someone gives you an ice cream, you don't say, "I accept." But if it's a broccoli, you know, especially, you see those broccolis, they like soggy a little bit. They are like, I don't know, it's funny there. You know, it's not nice. Or the other thing I have seen, you know, there is vegetarian, vegan, and there is cheese vegan. The cheese vegan are the vegans who do eat cheese when there is pizza. They forget about their veganism. And that happens a lot. You know? Why? Because then you have to accept that I'm a vegan, so that cheese I cannot eat. And I know people who are very, very packed on that. But so acceptance normally means I don't like it. That's the reality. I don't like it. I don't fit. I mean, there is something that annoys me. There is something that creates wasteful thoughts or emotions. There is something that really don't work. I really feel strange. I can't accept that. And yet, this is the drama, and that's the part you are going to receive. And that's the part you have to perform. So, what we are going to do is working from a healing perspective, okay? Time is kind of short. It's at 12:30, you know, so before, yeah. Max. 12:15, yeah. Oh, yeah, the verse of Panabab. So the basic idea is to think of acceptance as a process. Okay? When I came to Gyan, I remember there were so many things I couldn't accept from the word. Then when I came to Gyan, I couldn't accept many things from Baba's knowledge. When I start doing service, I couldn't accept many things that were happening in service. When I came to Madhuban, I couldn't accept many things that happened in Madhuban. You know? But acceptance is basically understanding, but with a broad perspective, with a broad view. Then accepting in terms of, yeah, that's the reality. And I have to leave it. And then there is something that probably Brahma Baba would do. The Dadis. Surrendering. Just, okay, that's it. That is what I have to do. That is what I'm supposed to do. Not because I'm forced, I'm obliged to do, but because it comes from inside. So what we are going to do is, and we are going to use the traffic for that too, we are going to think about a scene in our lives, recent scene, that was not good. Something I really didn't like, didn't appreciate. It made my stage fluctuate, or it was just a little annoying. But there was something that... So, there is always something like that, right, in our lives. Okay, I came to India, so, and I was sitting in the middle. And the lady by my side, she couldn't stop moving. I don't know what happened to her. But I was so happy with the other one, because the other one, she was so quiet. And I thought, oh, she's so good, she's so quiet. Then she started moving also. So the only way for me to kind of sleep, couldn't, but kind of rest, was to keep my seat straight. Because they went back, so their movement didn't interfere with my sleep anymore. That was the only way, you know. So there are always something that disturbs us. We are Brahmins, we are in the process of transformation. So let's think about that scene, that situation. But let's go straight to the point. Bhaktad is my director. So remember that situation. Remember it. As clear as possible. But see Bhaktad there. Bhaktad is there. He's there to direct you now. And during the yoga, connect to Baba and experience what he would have tell you, or maybe he told you, in fact. Maybe in the mulya of that day, he told you this will happen. So during the yoga now, during the traffic control, go to Baba and ask for directions from the director. Did you have the experience? Yeah? Did Baba tell you something or give you a touching? Because Baba is careful and he's a very good director. He'll be individually, you know, talking to you. Just like the example I was saying about two people coming with sickness and Baba was encouraging one while reproaching another one. So he's going to give you the right measure, that power, that energy, that quality. Be more, maybe he'll say, be sweeter to that person, or smile, or do this, or do that. How? Through murlis, maybe an instrument, maybe another Brahmin will share with you something. And that will be very valuable. But it's very important in our day-to-day life, just be connected. No, just yesterday, or day before yesterday, something happened. One sister was supposed to do something, and she said, no, sorry, I can't. I'm traveling. But I felt, wow, excellent that she's traveling. It's very good. By chance, I wrote a message to another sister before that. It was a mistake, an error. I deleted. But you know when you get your mobile, do you use WhatsApp? Yeah? So when you delete a message, it says that. No, deleted message. Normally I put question marks asking the person what was that about, you know. So I did that with that sister. So after the first one saying, sorry, I cannot do it. The second one, whose message I delete, she said, I can do that. Even so, I didn't ask. So I felt, well, that's how things should work in Brahmin life. That means no effort. Something happens, you connect to Baba, and the solution comes. And that's how life works if Baba is your director. There is a problem, Baba will give you directions, you apply. There is another problem, Baba gives you a direction, and you just do it. And you just see how reality moves very easy. And things become very, very quiet. So now the last part of the workshop is think about a future scene in your life. Something that you are going to face when you are back home. No, many of you have bills to pay there, or You have people who are challenging you. Maybe some of you have people who are sick. Or you have to do this or that. Or the situation, the world. No, it's a little scary now. Okay, as Kali Yuga is getting close to the end, the situations are getting worse and worse and worse. So you don't know what will happen when you go back there. You know, what will be waiting for you. But I think all of us, we have at least one or two situations that are waiting for us there. And you have to solve them. Maybe they are not bad. Maybe it's something at least you have to solve. You have to give a solution to it. You know, you have to finalize, accomplish it. Okay. So visualize that scene in your mind. You are arriving there and you have to solve that situation. But think of Baba as the director. Instead of just jumping into action, jump to Baba. So in your mind, talk to Baba. What should I do in that situation? Do you remember Dadi Kumarka? No, those of us who met Dadi? Who met Dadi Ji, so the other ones can see. Dadi Ji, she had that. No, when there was one problem, she used to go and sit with Baba and ask Baba, especially Amritivela, what to do about that situation. And she used to share with us about the touching she was receiving from Baba. That junkie, she did something similar. She also go to Baba, ask Baba what to do about that. Because we are very intelligent. We know what to do. But according to a very limited perspective. And Baba is unlimited. Didi Mohini also, she shares a lot and a lot and a lot. Every problem she goes to Baba before giving a solution. So think about that situation that's waiting for you. Imagine that it's like a lion is waiting for you outside Gansarovar. Just waiting there. You have to pass the lion, you know, to go wherever you want. So what to do there? You know? So think very deeply. So visualize yourself with Baba. And Baba is giving you direction. What? Which direction? Maybe something I should develop. Maybe something I have to learn here. Maybe I have to talk to someone about that. And clarify. So just connect to Baba. Think Baba is just by your side, as the director that he's telling you what to do, what to do, what to do. And note down the solution for that. Just think very deeply. Go beyond the situation now. Think about that situation that's waiting for you. For instance, in Colombia we have Shivani Ben is coming. I don't know if it's the first time, but I think it's the first time she's coming to countries in which we don't have many Indian people, Bharatwasis, in contact. No, Brazil and Colombia. So we thought, can we get an auditorium? So one friend of Baba, she said, oh, I'll talk to a certain person. Okay, go and talk. Yeah, you can get this auditorium. Yeah, but I don't know her. Nobody knows her there. Okay. So I sent something and she was fascinated. She started to look for her. Ah, okay, so you have 1,000 people auditorium. Okay, that's fine. I mean, nowadays we can't attract more than 200 people. And we have all of a sudden 1,000 people there. So what to do about that? So I have to talk to Baba and see what to do and see how things can work. Baba has to give me the touching and to the team that's working on that about what to do. So think of that. But no down. No down is very important. No down the solution. No down whatever Baba is telling you. Amriti Velo will be the best point. But right now, think about a small situation that Baba can help you with that. No, just think. Noah, I just had one situation. I'm applying for a visa to a certain country. But the country where I live, they fought with the country where I'm applying the visa. And the other country closed the visa department. What to do? So I thought, I just respond to the brother who sent me the news. I said, oh Baba, what else, no? Oh Baba. Then I'm really concentrated in not thinking anything wasteful, nothing. I send a message to the seniors, so they know. And now they are fixing the problems already. They just received the latest news. They reached an agreement. So probably the visa won't be open very soon, but my appointment is on March, so there is still hope. But I felt like if you let things in Baba's hand, not for carelessness, but because Baba is the director, really. So think about that. Let's have that as an outcome for this workshop. Think about Baba and how Baba can direct me. So just for one moment, we can just meditate with Baba. Have yoga with Baba. And just let's catch that energy, that vibration. Baba, what should I do in this situation? And if I do that, and if I do that a lot, what will happen? I will start to accept more and more my part. I will start to heal also everything that happened in the past. I will enjoy my part in this drama. It's not the same as the other person. Maybe the other person has a more fascinating part. Maybe the other person has a better place to live. But we are all together in this. Okay? Yeah? Is that fine? Are you okay? Yeah? It was useful this time? Okay. Because there are 5 languages today in translation, Chris, they are suggesting that tomorrow can be upstairs, any programs, not use meditation hall, because it's complicated. But there is someone translating there. Someone translate there. So it's a little more complicated. And thank you very much, and I hope you have many realizations. Baba is subtly coming on February 1st, even so physically he doesn't come anymore, but subtly he's coming, and we are here preparing ourselves for that. So just enjoy your part, you know. And whenever you feel bad about that, whenever you feel that you are in the wrong place, in the wrong time, I shouldn't be here, I should be there, just get some direction from Baba. Ask Baba what to do about that. And Baba will tell you. Via senior, the Murli, somehow Baba is going to tell you. Okay? So thank you very much. Om Shanti. Let's finish with 1 minute yoga. Thank you.